Many of us have a romantic image of fishing, a weather-beaten waterman aboard a small fishing boat hauling in a handmade net as a sou'wester approaches. Outside our beloved Chesapeake Bay, that romantic image and the era it evokes is mostly gone. Today, you rarely buy fish that has been caught by a fisherman on a day boat. Most commercial fishing is industrial and international. There are pilots, crews, trawlers, nets, and baited long lines that drift for miles, even radar tracking of schools of fish with increasingly fewer places to hide. Tragically, a lot of what's caught using these means gets thrown right back into the sea, dead. It's called bycatch, and leading ocean scientists now believe that up to 40% of the world's catch may in fact meet this wasteful and unsustainable fate. A comprehensive report by Oceana, a leading conservation NGO, estimates that up to 22% of the U.S. catch is discarded each year, amounting to 2 billion pounds. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration defines bycatch as discarded catch of any living marine resource plus unobserved mortality due to a direct encounter with fishing gear. Bycatch includes plants, fish, birds, mammals, and even underwater habitats that get maimed, killed, or destroyed by industrial fishing. As for the animals affected, some are the so-called charismatic megafauna, like sea turtles and dolphins, that get caught up in nets. The plight of the dolphins caused public concern in the late 1980s after a biologist aboard a Panamanian tuna boat took graphic video of dolphins dying in eastern Pacific tuna nets, and consumers began to boycott canned tuna. The boycott led the U.S. tuna industry to adopt regulations that prevented 95% of this bycatch, and a new brand of tuna fish was born, Dolphin Safe. There were still critics. Dolphin Safe referred only to dolphin bycatch, not the many other fish species also caught inadvertently in those massive nets. And of course, the tuna fishery is only one of dozens of international fleets that ply the ocean for countless species. Bycatch also includes animals less familiar than the dolphins, but just as important, corals, sponges, and other organisms that form the foundation of shallow tropical reefs, and the beauty of our tropical vacations, by the way, which can be silted over by dredging and bottom trawling. Bottom trawlers are one of the worst, as they drag heavy fishing gear over the seafloor. A single bottom trawl for reef fish can imperil the integrity of barrier reef systems, which, depending upon their size, can take up to 100,000 years to fully reform. In the Northeast, scallop fishermen frequently and accidentally catch non-target bottom dwellers like flounder and halibut. NOAA identifies bycatch as a major ocean health issue. In 2014, the agency issued a call for proposals for the Bycatch Reduction Engineering Program. Its aim is to develop advanced technology that decreases bycatch by improving fishing gear and monitoring techniques. There's also an emphasis on reorienting consumer tastes. Eating bycatch can reduce the pressure on overfished stocks like salmon and sea bass. Fin fish that are currently considered bycatch can, with smart marketing, become viable, sought-after fish for our tables. Take, for instance, the Louisiana Gulf flounder, which is frequently caught and discarded by Gulf of Mexico shrimp fisheries. In 2013, Chef Tim Doolittle of Emeril Lagasse's renowned Las Vegas restaurant Table 10 decided to feature this tasty fish. Today, it's a featured dish. To read the story of the Louisiana Gulf flounder and the full Oceana report on bycatch, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.